Yes, it is curious because it's only with to go that you have that separation between aller, vous allez, nous allons, and je vais, for I am going, and va, for is going. What happened here is that the French took two different Latin verbs for to go and combined them into one. Yeah. Aller comes from the Latin originally ambulare, where we have preamble, ambulatory, ambulance, and so on. Yes, ambulare, that became later amblare and allare, and from allare, aller, to go, for vous allez and nous allons.
Yes.
Je vais, I'm going, and va, for is going, comes from the Latin vadere, for to go. You may have heard the expression quo vadis,
yes,
which in Latin means where goest thou. But in English we have to invade, comes from it, to go in.
Right.
Evade, evasive. There you have the ve and va. I did tell you at one point that for he, she, it, they with all verbs, you follow the same sound as I. For instance, if you want to say he can, think of I can, which is il peut. She can.
Elle peut.
Right. Who can?
Qui peut.
It can.
Ça peut,
yes. If you want to say I would like.
Je voudrais.
Right. Everybody would like to be here.
Tout le monde voudrait?
Of course.
Tout le monde voudrait... sorry, what was the rest
of it? To be here.
Être ici.
Right. Tout le monde voudrait être ici. Yes. Everybody must leave soon.
Tout le monde doit... Mm-hmm. Partir bientôt.
Right. Tout le monde doit partir bientôt. So you follow the sound of I, yes?
Right.
Who speaks English here?
Qui parle?
Qui, once more?
Qui parle?
Qui?
Oh no, qui parlait? No, that's to speak.
Okay. For I, he, she, it, and so on, you cut off the R of the verb.
Yes.
So to speak is?
To speak is parler.
Not parler, but parler.
Parler, sorry.
Yes. Parler.
Yeah.
Yes. So I speak would be?
Je parle.
Je parle, yes.
Je parle.
So if you drop the R, you have an E, you sound the consonant, yes?
Right.
With all ER verbs, and those are more than 90% of all verbs that end in ER, you cut off the R and you sound the consonant. But with verbs that are not ER verbs, when you cut off the R or the IR, then you have a consonant without an E and you don't sound the consonant. For instance, let's take comprendre to understand. Mm-hmm. I understand would be?
Je comprends.
Je comprends. I don't understand.
Je ne comprends pas.
Je ne comprends pas. He understands.
Il comprend.
Nobody understands.
Personne comprend.
Right. You just follow the I, yes, the first person. Personne comprend. Everybody understands very well.
Tout le monde comprend. Très bien.
Right. What is to leave?
Partir.
You are leaving.
Vous partez.
We are leaving.
Nous partons.
But I'm leaving would be?
Je pars.
Yeah, but you don't sound the consonant.
I see.
Yes. You don't sound the consonant. Yes.
Je pars.
It's only if it is an ER verb that you will sound the consonant because you have an E.
Yes.
Not otherwise. Right. So je pars. Everybody is leaving.
Tout le monde part.
Tout le monde?
Monde part.
Mm-hmm. Nobody is leaving.
Personne part.
Right. What is to wait?
Attendez.
Attendre.
Attendre. Attendre.
I'm waiting.
J'attends.
Right. J'attends. Yes, it's not an ER verb.
Yes.
J'attends. Everybody is waiting.
Tout le monde attend.
Tout le monde attend. Nobody is waiting.
Personne attend.
Personne attend.